The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The financial guys in Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Oh, is that a swindle? What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Stop it! Stop it! Don't you realize you've just been brainwashed by corporate propaganda?
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Lisa's a grade A moron.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live in studio here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. I'm going to open the phone lines right out of the gate today.
I feel low here, by the way.
It's different.
Yeah.
Definitely a different sound.
I feel like
sound.
I'm not hearing Glenn as well. Like, I hear Glenn because he's next to me, but not necessarily through the headphones, which I think is the game plan, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. As long as you can hear the callers, we'll see what happens. We are going to open the phone lines today, folks, right out of the gate. We got a lot to talk about. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us here. We got a lot to talk about today, and we're going to kind of bounce around a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about Tesla. There was a scathing report that came out a while ago. We talked about it then. Seeking Alpha did another just great piece on it this week. I wanted to mention that. We'll talk about that a little bit. American Airlines okaying Black Lives Matter pins for employees. Yeah. No word on MAGA hats for employees, however. I don't know if they allow that or not.
No, we couldn't have that.
No. Yeah. We're going to talk about what the what's going on in this state as well. And, you know, really, it's just to a point of absolute tyranny. I've been listening to Tom's shows this week, had some time this in the afternoons, and he's done a couple fantastic shows, Tom Bowerly in Western New York, on really these folks that are you know, missing their loved ones in nursing homes, and just the absolute
sickening,
tyrannical, egomaniac Governor Cuomo, Dictator Cuomo. Essentially what Cuomo has done, folks, is he has granted himself the same powers that Hugo Chavez did when he, you know, completely destroyed that country. And what they're doing, not only to folks in senior living facilities and nursing homes and not allowing their loved ones to see them, but what they're doing to college students, I would say, is equally as bad. There was a WKBW article we're going to be talking about. UB student compares quarantine treatment to prison. Actually, in prison, They give you the proper nutrition. Deliver that to you.
In prison, you can have visitors now.
And you can have visitors. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been quarantined, this poor girl. She just started her quarantine and for a couple weeks, and they're not giving her enough water. They don't have soap.
They granted Andrew power because there was a pandemic, right? Remember him saying, you got to find out the science. And then the CDC, by the way, for those of you who don't know this, the CDC said this is not a pandemic any longer, right? Yeah. This is no longer a pandemic. So if it's no longer a pandemic, then why does he still have all these powers, right?
Exactly.
So, by the way, we are fighting James Ostrowski. We've worked and we were funding and helped fund James Ostrowski to go after the Cuomo administration in New York State and, you know, for abuse of power. So maybe we can actually get Jim to call in today to give an update on that. But we're going to fight. And we're fighting. And, you know, people say, why are you fighting? Well, we're fighting for our kids, our families, our friends. Yeah. Ourselves, right?
And those that can't fight, you know, we're trying to stand up for you know, the folks that can't stand up for themselves. And, you know, we don't, you know, fortunately, the health department hasn't messed with us. The regulators don't mess with us because we're not going to be bullied, right?
No.
I hate to say it, but a lot of these folks in the state liquor authority and these bureaucrats in government are really, you know, they're the ones that didn't get picked for the soccer team.
Yep.
And oftentimes they're out there and they just have a bone to pick. But a lot of these folks are acting as bullies, they're acting like bullies. And, of course, bullies want to pick on those that can't defend themselves, right? So they go after the restaurants because they're worried about losing their liquor license. And, you know, Mike and I not only stand up for ourselves, but we're doing the best we can to stand up for all those folks in Western New York and, and anywhere, really, that can't stand up for themselves, whether it's Neat Restaurant or the Village Tavern or any of the things that we've had on, the Arrowhead Golf Course, you know.
We're going to continue to advocate for all these folks. They showed back up again at Arrowhead. So Arrowhead's fighting him, and they're showing back up again. You can show up at our office, by the way, anytime. Have fun.
They won't. They won't because they can't bully us, and they know it, and that's what they want. And I remember I said this a bunch of a long time ago, folks, and you know, I said, remember who they kept paying when the cuts start. And sure enough, here we are with Governor Cuomo. Well, we're going to have tax hikes. We're going to have cuts. When they start cutting the parks and they start cutting teachers and firefighters and police officers.
Already did police officers.
Remember,
New York City. Already
that's
did
right.
New York City.
Remember who they kept paying. It was super important. Ooh. To keep all these regulators and inspectors out there, but but we're going to lose police officers, teachers, and firefighters because now we have a giant hole in the budget.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, and by the way, overtime. Not only did they pay him, Glenn, Mr. Poloncarz and his buddies got overtime during this mess, right? Overtime during this mess. They're going in with guns in the Neat Restaurant to make sure that they're wearing masks, which is, by the way, I can't do it anymore. I'm overblown out with the masks. I'm done. The masks are useless. We've talked about study after study after study. After the CDC came, well, I mean, this should have never happened, but after the CDC now says 6% of the $200,000 deaths were actually COVID. It's time to go back to living a normal life.
Right.
If you feel your immune system is compromised, please help yourself with the mask.
Well, there's a couple
stop
things.
Stop asking and telling me to wear one.
That's right. There's a couple things that we know for sure. We, you know, they say facts and science. So let me again. I did this last week on the podcast, the radio show. I'm going to do it again here. A couple things that have come out recently, and good for Governor DeSantis for calling it out like it is. He said in Florida last week, we are not going back to lockdowns. And he cited very accurately Peru.
Yep.
Peru has had the most draconian lockdowns for the longest period of time, outside of China, of course. They have been locked down since March, so for a full 6 months by threat of military. And guess what? Peru has the highest mortality rate from COVID in the world. Mm-hmm. Another study came out recently, just this past week, that said vitamin D deficiency seems to be a triggering factor to make you more susceptible to COVID. Mm-hmm. How do you get vitamin D? Well, you get vitamin D by two things. Your nutrition, which is very rare because not a lot of food has vitamin D, but most often you get it from sunlight, right?
So like being outside, being active.
Which makes sense now when you look back at two-thirds of people getting COVID in New York were coming from people that weren't leaving their homes.
That's right.
They were staying in their houses.
Right. Exactly.
They were afraid to even go outside because they might breathe it in the air. And those folks, their vitamin D levels dropped. And as a result, it made them more susceptible. And likelihood is that's what... So we know these things now for the last 6 months.
By the way,
they're still making decisions that seem like we're looking at information from March.
By the way, we're not looking backwards. If you go backwards, you go back into our shows and our podcast. I talked about this. You talked about this. The worst thing people could do is hide, right? Talked about shutting down gyms, crushing your immune system, right? We had doctors on, frontline COVID doctors saying, you know, we 2-3 weeks into this, we had frontline COVID doctors on saying, worst thing you could do for immune system is hide from this. Yep. Worst thing you can do is shut down and not be out and active. And you know what? I hate to say it, folks. We were the only ones in this whole town that I know of that from week one and week two were saying, this is garbage. This is the numbers are not going to be even close to what they say. They're going to crush the economy.
Yep.
And more importantly, they are going to kill more people.
Right.
We unfortunately are absolutely 100% going to be correct.
Yeah.
We're the only ones I know from day one that we're fighting against this.
Yep.
And we are going to lose more people from suicides, depression, anxiety than we will honestly lose from COVID.
We're going to lose more people according to the UN. Now, I don't believe everything the UN puts out there, but I do know from past history that, you know, when you have 1% decline in GDP, global GDP,
starvation.
It leads to starvation. Yeah, you're looking at potentially the UN has projected somewhere between 2 to 5 million people, folks, will fall into and starve to death in the world.
So you Democrats,
because
by the way,
of the slower economy,
that were telling us we had blood on our hands, we're going to kill grandma. That's you. Yeah. That's you.
Well, Cuomo killed grandma. Let's be honest. Let's be fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they were calling us out, saying, want to keep the economy open because it's money. No, I want to keep the economy open because I don't want to see millions of people die of
depression. That's
how
people feed themselves.
Yeah.
They pay your bills, right?
I don't want to see people die of starvation. Yes, that's true. I don't want to see people die of anxiety. Yes, that's true. I don't want to see people die of depression. I don't want to see people die of die of drug overdoses.
Right.
Guess what we're seeing? Exactly what we said was going to happen. Exactly what we said was going to happen.
Well, the frustrating thing, Mike, is that we have new information now. And again, it's as if, you know, Cuomo, the fact that he's been talking about going back to lockdowns with everything I just stated.
Ridiculous.
I just stated multiple pieces of data that have been, you know, come out in the last, say, you know, month or so.
Yeah.
And again, we're still acting as if in New York State, as if we're, you know, we have information from March. So good for Governor DeSantis in Florida. Mm. Good for him for following the science, watching the changes, looking at the ancillary and the outside, you know, COVID in a box, not looking at it as that way, recognizing, you know, the need to go back to school. And we're going to talk a little about school today as well.
Well, school is ridiculous. This just shows
disaster.
You how
are you not
mentally
prepared?
Ill these Democrats are.
We'll talk about that today.
They're hiding. You can't go into a bathroom in some of these schools one at a time because you might get COVID. I mean, you are mentally ill at this point.
Well, what you're doing mentally is you're damaging these kids.
Yes.
We'll talk about it. But the fact that for Williamsville and Western New York to not have their stuff together, you had 6 months.
Here's what should happen at this point. Everybody needs to step up and say, enough is enough. We're taking the masks off.
We're going back.
And guess what? You act this way if we actually lost 2 million people. We did not lose 2 million people. Right. Not even anywhere close to that, right? Driving at 50 miles an hour is way more dangerous in this country than dying of COVID.
Yep.
We're not changing the speed limits. It's time to open things up.
No doubt. All right. We're going to take a very short break, folks. If you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. We'll come back on the other side of the break. We're going to check in with Mike Spiraz. I'll talk a little bit of homeowners and auto, and then we'll go to Kevin and John. You guys are up on deck. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we will talk a little bit of money. Obviously, a pretty rough correction in the market this week, a 10% correction in the NASDAQ. You know, we had a certainly we're due for it. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Take your calls and questions, of course. But if you need us throughout the week and you can't get us here on the air, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS, offices in Buffalo, Rochester, South Florida, and Jupiter. It is a free consultation. You can give us a call again, 833-FIN-GUYS, F-I-N-GUYS. If you think like us, we'd be happy to help use it as a resource. All right, very short break. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You gotta love the humor of Ronald Reagan. I still think the best president of all time. I love Donald Trump, of course, and I think he's doing a great job, but nobody had the charm, wit, and humor and was able to get the job done like Ronald Reagan. He really, coming from a time out of the 70s, in a really a worse recession, probably one of the worst recessions in this century, right? 1980, we had double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment. They said you couldn't lower both. He did it.
Yeah.
You know, he did things that at the time were said to be not even possible economically, and he rewrote the book with the supply side economics and trickle down economics, which for those of you that say it didn't work, I would say it went from the Dow went from 1,000 to 10,000, 20, now 30, right?
Right.
So
it
did work.
Well, and to that point, Glenn, is one of the things he was very proactive with was cutting taxes and
regulation.
And lowering expenses, which I got to be honest, Trump has done a good job of deregulating or getting rid of a lot of the Obama crap, but we're not even
so much
close
on the budget.
We're not even close to where we need to be. And we've said that for a long time. From day one, Trump and the Republicans, right? Not just Trump, the Republican Party is, you know, a big part of this. They needed to start to cut expenses. We were in a perfect position to do that.
Uh-huh.
We're still in a perfect position to do that. By the way, I took a jog around Elma this morning. If you want a job, go get one.
Oh, there
are hiring signs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. We're complaining and crying about this extra $300 a week that people are going to lose because they can't pay their bills. Go get a job.
Here's the easy way to pay your bills.
Yeah, go get a job.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Right.
Go to work. I'm sick and tired of it. Go to work. I think
well, they're busy protesting at night, a lot of these kids, so they don't have time to work.
And by the way, if you're a Democrat, what are you doing? What are you doing? The old school Democrats, by the way, like 40 years ago where you were working class, the old school Democrats would have said, go get a job, right? They would have seen those signs up. And by the way, many of the signs I'm seeing are manufacturing companies or warehouses, right? They would have said, go get a job. We're going to fight for better wages for you, but you got to get a job. What happened to your party? I mean, you're nuts. You're burning down communities. You've got a long 40, 50 year track record of being a miserable failure.
Yep.
Every community you've run is just disgusting.
It's a disaster.
It's a disaster. Right? Where are you? What goes, huh? That's, you know what, after 50 years, this
let's
is a good
idea.
Let's do
more of that.
Yeah,
let's do more of that. That's working
great.
What do you think?
Oh, and by the way, they're on fire now. Maybe it's the final straw. Maybe it's shovel-ready land now. Just burn it and shovel it up.
Well, I think, it might be retribution for passing, making legal, basically, pedophilia. I mean, they passed a law. I'm not sure if the governor has signed it yet, but it was introduced in the House to decriminalize sexual interaction as long as you're within 10 years. So let me put this in context for you.
So 20 year and a 10 year old.
It was discriminatory against the gay community, apparently.
Oh.
And so now.
Does that have to do with being gay?
That doesn't. I know, right? I have no
idea.
It
has nothing to do with being gay.
Right?
And by the way, I know gay people who are great parents.
Right.
I would be furious.
A 22 year old.
Just like I am.
legally having relations with a 12 year old of either sex is totally not appropriate.
Yeah.
Completely inappropriate.
That's right.
That's
right.
California, third world country.
That's California.
Right.
It's coming to New York. It's coming to New York.
Well, New York, they have
rolling. What's good for California is good for New York. Rolling blackouts. It's a
third
world country.
We got to read that tweet.
It's a third world country, Glenn. It is a third world country. They're telling you can only plug your microwave in at certain times now. Right.
Well, we have a boil water alert in southern New York here.
Yep.
So
it's coming. And so are the tax hikes here. They're coming too. You're a registered Democrat and you haven't changed party, I'm not saying change the Republican Party because they've got their own issues and own problems, but how in the world are you continuing to vote for these clowns?
Yeah.
How in the world are you looking at Andrew Cuomo? Now, here was the argument with Andrew, by the way, and we started the show about, well, hey, look, guys, he got Tesla here. Well, that's a miserable
failure.
Good.
Well, we'll talk about
that.
We'll talk about that for sure.
So, and of course, who called that? Well, we did, of course, right? We did.
Residents were told
this week.
And so
did everybody else with a brain.
They have to boil their water in Village of Fredonia.
Yeah.
So you're under a boil water now. Welcome to the third world. It's just like Mexico.
The problem is here at the Glen, though, is you're not realizing we have a water shortage. It's not like Vegas where they've got plenty of water. We have a water shortage around here. So,
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to welcome.
We got the best water.
Yeah, I know. We got a whole Lake Erie.
Lake Erie's higher than ever, I think, right? You know, like Lake Ontario, right? And we still can't get it right.
Yep. All right, Mr. Spiraza, let's talk about homeowners and auto and what's going on. One of the questions I'm getting a lot from folks is they have homes in both places, right? A lot of people have homes in New York, homes in Florida, and they're looking to put a car in one place or the other. Is there a difference between insuring, let's say you have a home in Florida and you want to keep a car down there? Are you better off registering it in New York and then driving it down and doing New York insurance? Better off doing Florida insurance? And, of course, the contrary to that, if you have your primary Florida and your summer in New York, how does that work? Explain the benefits or drawbacks of either, if you could.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a couple things there. Price could be a factor. I mean, from what I see up here, the majority of the time, all else equal, right? Price up here to insure a vehicle is actually less than it is down there. So that's one thing that plays into it. The one problem with New York, though, is you got to do the vehicle inspection every year or two. That is not as
well. Cars fall apart, Mike. That's the thing. It's safer. The cars are safer here than down there.
That's right. Apparently.
Yeah. No, it's not about a money thing, Mike. We want to be safe. We got to be smart because if you buy a brand new truck by next year, it's probably going to fall apart in front of somebody on the 190.
Safety first. That's
No, I get it. The Democrats are so smart. They really are. They're just watching out for us.
No, but, I mean, again, and it also depends, too, for you, I mean, what you're trying to accomplish. If you're going to be down in Florida more, obviously it's probably better for you to insure the vehicle down there. If you're only going to be down there, 1 month, maybe not. You know, so it's really, person-specific, but it's definitely, there's definitely pros and cons to both, I would say. Mm-hmm.
So give us a good news story this week. Every week you're telling us, how you saved somebody money or found somebody that didn't have the proper covers that you're able to correct, and give us some positive.
Oh, I'm just actually finishing up one right now, and it's a pretty interesting one. He he and his wife, I should say, had a vehicle, just one vehicle, no homeowner's insurance. They were just above state minimum limits. We gave him five times the coverage and saved him about $1,000 per year on that one.
That's vehicle. Awesome. So, the power of shopping over 25 companies to save you money. I mean, give Mike 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies. And we'd, like we say, it's so easy a liberal could do it. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. But if you're a conservative and you think like us and you want to shop over 25 companies, you can do it. And Mike can help you with it. Mike, I want you to plug your podcast because your millennial podcast, right? And you've got a team with you now. I mean, you're on our podcast, by the way. Go to our website for all our podcast information. You can also find Russ Thompson and Carl Palladino on that mix or whatever you call it. I don't know. We're
producing more than just our podcast now. We're producing a podcast for Kyle and Russ, and now we're going to produce this millennial podcast for Mike's Brazen.
So for those of you millennials out there that can relate more to a Mike and your team, Mike, you're on what? You're going to produce it every week? You're going to release a podcast?
Yeah, they're going to come out on Thursdays every week. You know, it's a couple of the younger guys in the office and I, we just thought it was a great place to, you know, reach out to people that maybe would think like us and like to hear what we have to say. We don't agree on everything, but we have a lot of different views than most in our generation have, and it's just a platform for us to get out there and kind of give a little bit different mindset than what people are used to is from my generation.
Real quickly, because your team's expanding again in the home and auto division, can we talk about Brett?
Absolutely, yeah. So we just we brought Brett DeLucas on. A longtime friend of mine. I've known him for years, and he's a former vet too, which is great.
Yep.
So he is joining the team. He started this week, and just another great asset to our team. And I'm really looking forward to having him there.
Yeah, we got to get him on the radio for sure. And of course, his service to the country was awesome. But you know, we actually, if we can find veterans, we always want to hire him. You know, Jay Blanchard has been an awesome partner of ours, helping us with our organizational structure. And I can't help but think a lot of that is that military background to say, dot the I's, cross the T's, we're going to make this happen.
All right, systems. Yep. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, take care. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll get to your calls and questions. Kevin and John, you're up on deck. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. And again, folks, if you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource. TheFinancialGuys.com or our office number, phone number 833-FIN-GUYS. All right, I'm not closing the show yet. We're still on a break. We'll be back.
We're out of here.
A lot more time to go. It's beautiful out, but we'll be back here. Hour and a half to go here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. Financial Guys, apparently the show is not over. I was a little hopeful there.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
You're in charge of the mic. Anyway,
all right.
On off switch.
We're going to check in with Dave Mariocca in just a second. Those of you that are regular listeners to the show know that we talk to Dave every so often. He's one of our portfolio managers on our investment committee with our money management arm, Independent Solutions. So for those of you that are not familiar with the Financial Guys, we are a departmentalized type of company. We are a one-stop financial shop, and we have different divisions of people that have different expertise in different areas. And so we have a whole arm and a whole company, which is our registered investment advisory firm called Independent Solutions, that is a fee-based money management arm of the organization, that we have stock portfolios and mutual fund asset allocation portfolios and ETF allocation portfolios and even a private wealth group for high net worth individuals, and we can customize portfolios and do some alternative type investment stuff
Frank,
as well.
So. Frank, we need the Johnny Cash music up for him.
So. Yes, we'll get that ready for Dave. In the meantime, while Dave is on hold, I'm going to check in with a couple of our callers who have been patiently waiting. If you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236 is the toll-free line. Let's go to Kevin in Jamestown. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
What are you guys doing?
Hey, Kevin. How are you, sir? Day.
I got a question here. If I pass away and my daughter gets my house, right now under the Trump plan, no taxes. Under the Biden plan, taxes. I wish you guys would go through other taxes next week and tell the people he bust the tax.
I'm not familiar with that. Is that what does he want? Is he proposing that?
I didn't see a removal of capital gains treatment a step up, but what they've wanted to do, they have floated things out in the past, the Democrats have, where they said, well, we'll lower the estate tax, but we'll get rid of the step up in capital basis for capital assets like stocks and property. Yeah. But you know what? That's a good point, Kevin. We will take some time this week and try to dig a little bit deeper into the actual details. It's tough to get details from the Democrats because the more details they put out, the less, you know, more people are like, wait a minute, you're going to tax everybody?
Everything. Yeah.
Right.
And don't forget, Kevin. I mean, he has officially changed his name, Trump, to Joe Biden instead of Joe Biden, which I absolutely love.
I love that. It's perfect.
So it really is difficult to find out what his plan is because I don't really think he has a plan, right? And what, you know, look, Joe's a smart Democrat, right? He's going to try to hide and lie about stuff. That's what they need to do to win, right? You're not going to talk, you know, AOC's not going to run for president, right? Because she's not going to win because the country is not ready totally for somebody who's a socialist who's going to tell us they are. We would rather be lied to and then once you get into office, ram that stuff down our throats, right? Like Obama did, right?
Yes.
I mean, we saw through Obama. Most of us listening saw through Obama.
Keep your doctor. Your premiums are going to go down.
You know.
Sure they are.
Hey, Bush is unpatriotic for bringing up the debt. I mean, we've got to manage this thing like a business, right? Until he got into office and, you know, rammed it all down our throats. So, yeah, we'll absolutely do that, Kevin. We'll look into what his plans are as soon as we can figure out when he comes out of the closet and says it.
Thank you.
You got
all
it,
right.
Buddy.
Take care. All right. 803, it's 1-800-616.
I've been out of the basement.
Out of the basement, yeah. Not out of the closet. That would be,
don't start it.
No, it's not. Start a rumor. It's out of the basement. Yeah. Out of the basement.
Yeah, he'll have COVID, by the way. That's what will happen is right when the debates go, he will come down with a severe case of COVID and he will need to be. Yep.
I'm sure he won't be able to debate. Exactly.
2 weeks, yeah.
My wife was texting me telling me that the age limit in California is 16. So if you're a 26-year-old, you can date a 16-year-old, and that's no problem.
Oh.
That doesn't seem any better to me, to be honest.
No, it doesn't really.
I'm sure it will be. It's 16 today. It will be 13, 12. Yeah, that's 16, where they're going, right?
And who does that? Are these people not parents?
Hollywood.
Are any of these people not parents?
No. Well.
I mean, come on.
Some of these people, honest to God. There was a woman online, Mike. I saw her. Or she was arrested in Portland. She's a protester. She's got marker written all over her face. And honest to God, I looked at this picture of this poor girl, and I looked at her, and I looked at her eyes. And I could, honestly, I could see her eyes, and I thought to myself, this girl has serious mental issues.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt bad for her. Now, she assaulted a police officer and burnt down a building, I'm looking at this poor girl who literally has marker written on her whole face.
She's broken.
She's broken. Yeah. I mean, she needs mental help.
Right.
She's like psychiatric. Yeah. Like,
imagine growing up in America with all the possibilities around you, right? All the job openings and everything, and you're throwing
mocktail
cocktails into a building.
But this poor kid, I looked at this kid's picture, and I thought to myself, my God, she needs help.
Yeah, you sent that
come
to me.
Come on,
she does.
Just terrible. Anyway, all right.
Just think a little bit of that focus, right? Time and energy. And as I was saying today, as I'm running, you know, jogging around the town, looking at all the job openings, thinking if you could just take that energy and do something you want to do. And the cool thing now, there is so many opportunities out there. You can do what you want to do. You can do what you want to do. It's not like we are, there's no job opportunities and you have to do something that you really hate. No.
Well, interestingly, Mike, they always talk about Finland, right? Like, well, we want to go to Finland. Look, in Finland, you actually don't get to choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
I know people don't realize that, but yes, you get free college, but here's how it works in Finland. They're going to do an aptitude test. And if your lifelong dream, see, my parents told me you could do anything you put your mind to, right? My mom, especially, and my dad, you know, led by example, worked hard, but my mother constantly was a teacher, right? You can do anything you put your mind to. There's nothing that can hold you back. You can put anything you put your mind to, right? And so you grow up thinking like that. But some of these kids, sadly, are growing up thinking they can't, you know, it's not your fault and you can't get ahead and somebody's holding you down.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
Right. That's what they spend their time and energy focusing on instead of doing something better. They are as broken as the candidates. And somebody hit our Twitter account, by the way, and said that.
Yeah, like, that's right.
You know, how could people vote for these Democrats and think, well, they are. They are as broken as the model itself, as the leadership itself.
My wife said she's not. She doesn't agree. She's just fact checking me. So I got it. Thank you for listening, though. I appreciate that.
Mars, thank you. I didn't think her and Amy ever listened.
Every now and again.
They don't. Usually they're like, I don't know. I don't care what you guys said. I don't want to hear it. Right.
It means they're not shopping. That's good news.
They might be shopping together.
All right. Let's go to.
Now it just shows up at your house.
Exactly.
Amazon is unreal.
That's right. Like shipping up and receiving every day, in and out, in and out. Boxes coming, boxes going.
What's this box?
Hilarious.
What are you here for?
All right. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. We'll go out to John in Rochester. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hey, Glenn and Mike, I'm doing good. You know, you're talking about this COVID Chinese virus fraud that's going on out there. It's getting sickening to watch.
I'm looking at
joggers wearing masks.
Yeah.
I know. What are you afraid of?
I know. I said from day one, John, day one, I said, we did the show, and I said, I just went by somebody in a car by themselves with a mask on, and I just can't figure out for the life of me, do they think I'm going to spit through their window?
If you're outdoors, I think the idea is, if you're, the places where people, where it's been transmitted have been in, bars, right, where people are yelling at each other, they're expelling a lot, you know, so they're right in each other's faces, or yelling and talking, and, you know, of course, you can't wear a mask because you're drinking, but if you're outside, you know, and to the point is, I mean, if people were getting, you know, sick outside, then everyone at every protest would be, you know, we'd have a sweeping COVID through these protests.
At this point, as we know the numbers, right, as we know the science, as Mr. Andrew Cuomo has said, we know that this is way, way, way less deadly than the normal flu. That's what we know.
Well, certainly for people under the age of 65,
well,
right?
For sure.
People the age of 80, I would say it's a little bit more.
Maybe. We don't really know, though,
Glenn. But you don't know.
We don't know, right?
Because CDC, of the way they muddy the waters. Yeah, I agree.
I would argue that the average age of death this year is 78. It was no different than last year. Mm-hmm. If we sped up the death of grandma, that should have dropped.
It should have gone
from 78 to 77, 77 and a half, right? It didn't. So statistically, it's saying it really wasn't any deadlier. Yeah. Now, are we recording every death? Oh, wait. And by the way, the new one will be the teachers, by the way. Because we, you know, for years, I went to school and I had teachers die. One of the teachers.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, died of, you know, eye complications and then pneumonia, right? Yeah. But it wasn't on the national news. Right. It will be now.
Oh, it will be now.
Yeah,
for sure.
If Mrs. Smith dies in Weehawken, New Jersey and has COVID, it will be every teacher's going to die of COVID, right?
For sure.
Now, did we lose teachers last year of car accidents? You bet you did.
Cancer, heart disease, diabetes.
I would bet that we lost teachers on their way to school last year of car accidents. But what, did it make national news? Because if it did, if every car accident made national news, we would be, and I'm afraid to say this because that might be the next thing, but we would be going 10 miles an hour everywhere, right? And as you've pointed out many times, every car accident ends. We go 10 miles an hour everywhere. That's the deal. That's the trade-off. Yep. Nobody dies. Yep. Lost 50,000 people last year. Some of them were teachers. They don't die this year.
Some of them were kids. Some of them were women.
Yep.
All of them were innocent.
Yep. John, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll give you the final thought here.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I was talking to a funeral director this week, and I haven't talked to this guy in quite a while. Anyways, it was a business transaction, but not having to do with death. But I asked him, as a side note, I said, is the COVID death exaggerated? And he said, definitely yes, way exaggerated. And he thinks, and I've seen statistics on this, that the total death rates, the total deaths have not increased.
Right.
I think they have a little bit. I mean, but again, you know, they do increase year to year based on different things, right? Yeah. We have worse flu season, then we have bad car accident season, then we have bad whatever.
And
so,
nobody denied this from the beginning, John. That's the key, right? I think that's where the liberal left comes after us and says, you're denying that COVID is not real. No, I'm not. I'm just smart enough to not look at it in a box.
Right.
We have to look at it and say, what is the best way to handle this so we lose the least amount of people?
Well, Sweden got it right.
We lose the least amount of people, right? So you have to look at it and say, hey, if drug overdoses, which are now up 42%, are a result of us quarantining people and they have nothing else to do but drugs, then we've got to consider that, right? If people are dying of suicide and depression because they've lost their businesses, we have to consider that. And we didn't look at COVID in a box, and we are 100% right in saying it should have been handled, as to your point, Glenn, a lot like Sweden, where, yes, we take some precautionary measures. We say, look, if you are over the age of 70, you've got a compromised immune system, you may want to protect yourself a little bit. This is a nasty flu. Yep. However, if you're 14 years old and you have a 0% chance of dying, we're not going to put shields builds on you.
Right.
We're not going to put a mask on
you. Well, we're making
you,
these kids so paranoid.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing all kinds of psychological damage to these kids. They're going to be germaphobes to the nth degree.
Unreal. And John, by the way, you conservatives, you're to blame.
Yeah.
And you say, how could that be? Because you're letting them do it to your kids. You're letting them do it. You're walking around with a mask and
at this point,
and
I think parents just want their kids in school and educated one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Hey, John, just a heads up. We're filling in for Bob Lonsberry on 1180 WHAM in Rochester on Monday and Friday this week. So give a listen if you get a chance.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Listen, the other thing, the exaggeration of these deaths by COVID are unbelievable. I heard a stat the other day that the total deaths are down at the lowest point so far this year than in the last 14 years. So the COVID death that contributed to the total hasn't made a difference.
Yeah.
It's reported, John. It's the daily body count. We said this. I said this. In March.
Now it's not even the daily body count. Now it's the if you tested positive count.
Right. That's the joke. Anyway, got to let you go, John.
Thanks,
Don't
John.
Be a stranger. Listen on Monday. We appreciate it.
Can we bring up Dave quick?
Let's sneak in Dave. We'll sneak in Dave quick. Dave Mariacher, who's cue the music, Frank. We got to have our walk-in music for Mr. Mariacher. Those that don't know Dave, by the way, and you'll know this if you read his bio, is he has got to be the most outdoorsman guy I know. He cuts down his own trees, makes his own furniture. I've seen pictures he sent me of a nice table he just made. Bare hands.
Yep.
He has the only one I know that's not only killed one deer with his bare hands, but more than one. We got to tell that other story at some point. So.
It's a survival story.
Absolutely. All right, Dave Mariacher, without further ado. How are you, buddy?
Mr. Mariacher, you with us?
Yes. Glenn, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Did you you go fishing this morning?
Yeah, we're out right now. We just caught about a 7-pound walleye.
Nice. What was that? Did you fall in the water?
Are you still on the boat, Dave?
Yes, sir.
All right. You caught a 7-pound walleye. What, any muskie?
No, haven't seen any muskies. We're still pounding it, but we'll just keep going at it.
Where are you?
We're right in the middle of the North Basin.
Of where? Lake Chautauqua?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Very nice.
Gotcha.
So we had a pretty. I would say overdue sharp correction in the NASDAQ especially. What do you make of it, Dave?
I think that's accurate, Glenn. And if we didn't get it, we were headed for we would be headed like falling off the cliff. So anytime that happens, and the longer it continues, it'll be healthier for the market. So I hope that it goes for, say, 2 to 3 months to the end of the year.
I saw Paul Meeks on this week, another one of our investment committee members, a chartered financial analyst, and he had mentioned that maybe another 10% in the NASDAQ before he felt really comfortable from a valuation standpoint putting new money to work. Are you in that same camp, Dave?
Yes, I would say exactly.
What other stocks are you looking at now? If you can just throw us out some names. And then somebody actually just texted in, Mariacher gave us Skyworks. Now, by the way, full and fair disclosure, where any stocks that Dave recommends, you don't just go out and buy them. You make sure it fits into your overall allocation and your overall portfolio. But yes, you did mention Skyworks, and I think you mentioned it about $100 a share, and it's now, 136 or so. So, but what other positions are you looking at and why?
For the first time, Starbucks, to me, looked like a really good buy in the high 60s, but that was a couple of months ago. And that pays a nice dividend, and it was coming. It seemed like it was coming out of the COVID cough there a little sooner, and it seemed like it had a handle on it better. So that's a nice conservative stock, and a dominant player in its space. So I really like that. And, yeah, Mike, you and I were talking, I think, about the Skyworks thing. It was before the end of the year. It was right around the end of the year. I think it was at around $78.
Oh, wow. Still holding the stock or buy, sell, hold?
Yeah, Skyworks, I've followed that for over 20 years and have been holding for 10 or 11 years. It's a very well-run company. It's a chip design company and a chip maker. It's diversified, a big player in Apple. Also, it's got a very good balance sheet, and we talked about that, Mike, balance sheet at that time.
So if you were a new investor coming in, you just say be patient, right? Probably not go 100% invested right now. Keep a little cash on the sidelines in case there's some more volatility.
I think that's an accurate description, and I think Glenn and I were just talking about we hope to get more of a downward trend, and it should happen. The market or the economy, as we talked about, the three E's, the economy, the earnings, and the emotions. The emotions are running high, the economy's running slow, and the earnings are just stumbling along. So, yeah, we're in for, I hope, a little bit more of a correction and a lull until the end of the election and we get a bump in Trump.
Yeah. You think Trump's still going to win, Dave? You're still confident with your prediction? You've been pretty solid on this since March, so pretty consistent where you expected Trump to win and Dow 30,000 in his second term.
Yeah, Glenn, that was, when he decided to run back 4.5 years ago. So, yeah, I did make that prediction then. We've talked about it many times, and I'm going to stick with it. And I think that that will happen, and I think that will be good.
All right. Mr. Mariacher, enjoy your time out there fishing.
Yeah, send us a picture if you get a muskie, all right?
Bring us some walleye. All right. Take care, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. It's Dave Mariacher on our investment committee. If you want to find out more about Dave Mariacher's portfolio or any of our portfolios on Independent Solutions, you can, again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can click on our link to the Independent Solutions website, and there you'll find all the different portfolios and different types of accounts that we offer. So, again, thefinancialguys.com. All right, very quick break. We will come back on the other side of the break. We'll right back to the phones, 1-800-616-9236. We have some open phone lines. Feel free to call in if you have a question. We'll answer it. And if you want to comment on what we're talking about, we'll get to some other things. We come back to the other side of the break. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, Financial Guys. Again, if you're new throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com is our website. Happy to help you if you think like us. Even if you don't think like us, we'll help you either way. That's just the kind of guys we are. We have a whole bunch of different departments at the office. We are your one-stop financial shop. So we are coming up on Medicare season. If you need help with Medicare, we call it Medicare season. The technical term is the annual enrollment period, AEP. Finally got that down after 4 years of going through the annual enrollment period. That comes up October 15th. Through the end of the year, we can help you both in New York and in Florida. We have a team of AHIP certified folks that are licensed to help you. We can do that. We have Homeowners and Auto. You heard earlier from Mike Sparaza. He's head of Homeowners and Auto. And what is that? I'm sitting on the shore.
Somebody's listening to our show on the side of the shore in Lake Chautauqua, and they saw Dave catch his walleye. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. And anyway, so whether it be wealth planning, retirement planning, college planning, estate planning, insurance planning, Medicare, we can help you, Homeowners and Auto, and much, much more. Use us as a resource, folks. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or you can go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. In L.A., Mike, this is an actual tweet from the mayor of L.A. It's almost 3 p.m., time to turn off major appliances, set the thermostat to 78 degrees, or use a fan instead. Oh. Turn off excess lights and unplug any appliances you're not using. We need Californians to help conserve energy. Please do your part. Yep. Welcome to the third world country inside of the U.S.
Welcome
United
to
States.
Venezuela. Unbelievable. I'm at San Diego. I'm sorry.
Wow. What a joke. Yeah. Well, what a joke. Well, unbelievable.
They're, you know, it's probably a cleaner place now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, it's actually dirtier than ever.
Hey, sorry about that.
It's dirtier than ever. That's amazing. Yeah. How could that be?
They got the biggest gap between the rich and the poor. Wow. I don't understand. They've got the highest poverty rate in the country. They've got the highest homeless rate in the country. They have the highest drug addiction rate in the country. Jeez. You would think that. I mean, liberal utopia.
Those hypodermic needles are environmentally friendly.
Absolutely.
They're
just dissolve right in the salt water.
They're not straws.
They're not straws. That's right.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they banned straws and they handed out hypodermic needles. You cannot make this up, folks, in San Francisco.
They are sick.
You cannot make this up.
The Democrats are completely twisted. Completely twisted. And Hyde and Biden, by the way. Does anybody show up to his campaign rallies? Trump has like 75,000 people there. And Biden has like four.
He had seven.
And what I love about Joe and I love about the Democrats is they got to keep the fear going with this COVID stuff, right? So they are always, always, always wearing a mask. So there's two people. There'll be Joe and his assistant who's 75 miles away from him and he's got his mask on, right? And he takes it off and stop. They're all sitting 6 feet apart with masks on. Like, you just, please.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if anybody else is just totally burned out from this, but I just can't take it.
I think
it.
A lot of people are.
I can't.
Lots of people are.
Are you kidding me? We're talking about the schools now. Somebody just texted us, and this is not us, but somebody tweeted us, that the Williamsville schools, where you can only walk in
they
the
have
hallway one way.
Yeah. One-way hallways, one person in the bathroom.
Are you ridiculous? Is this ridiculous?
It's just ridiculous.
Is this the United States of America? I mean, one-way hall. I heard somebody tell me that Lancaster schools now has somebody who's going to monitor the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So there's no, you know, there's so they make sure there's social distancing in the bathrooms.
Right.
This is all for a flu, folks.
They only let
one
in.
They all have a 0% chance of dying. You can't calculate it with these kids.
They can't even socially distance because they only let one person in.
It's
so
a joke.
The next hour, we're going to get to.
By the way, are you Democrats this slow? They're all going home and hanging out together anyways.
I know, right? Exactly.
Right? Are they having slow?
They're having pool parties or getting together in the backyards.
Are you really that slow?
Yeah.
Or is it you're just not getting it?
It's both.
Or you know it's a political deal. Are you that slow or you know it's a political deal? And you're going to continue to roll with it until November. Just be honest with us.
Exactly. Next hour, we're going to talk about the inside the privileged lives of protesters busted for rioting in Manhattan.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of the conditions at UB, not so good for the folks that are in quarantine. And, of course, we'll take more of your questions. So a whole other hour to go. Let me sneak in one more here. We've got Steve down in Venice, Florida. Hi, Steve. How are you? Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good. How are you guys today?
We're awesome.
Fantastic.
Well, I got to tell you, I got my hats off to you guys. Very sharp team. I can start from the top and work to the bottom, and I'll do it as quick as I can. 10 years I've been with a payroll service, and with the COVID-19, I have no business. So we shut the payroll service off, and they gave me a threatening phone call and said it was going to run me $68 a month to stay on board with no employees.
I do
not understand that.
Well, that's no good.
Then I did the 15-minute call in to Mr. Mike Spiraza, who is absolutely awesome. Hats off to him. He took a look at my homeowners and my cars in Buffalo, which I have four cars in Buffalo and a 2,000-square-foot ranch with no mortgage, and I had insurance with the same insurance man for over 10 years. And
Hey, Steve, can you do me a favor? Can I put you on hold and hold to the other side of the break? We're up against the top of the hour break here.
You're saying all nice things, so we want to keep you on as long as possible, Steve.
Exactly.
I promise.
Thanks. Hang on 1 second, okay? I'm sorry to do that, too. I thought I had a little more time here, but hang on 1 second, Steve. We'll come right back to you. All right, folks, whole another hour to go. If you are in South Florida, you want to continue to listen, go to the radio.com app. You can look at WBEN there or the iHeartRadio app. You can look up WHAM. We'll be on for a whole another hour. And again, folks, meet us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. We'll be right back. Hold another hour to go on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, hour number two, Financial Guys Radio program here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And again, I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and we are the Financial Guys. Thank you for joining us here. Got a lot to get to this hour. I forgot my phone in the control room, so when that charges up a little bit, maybe after the first break I'll get that back. That's got all my notes and everything we're supposed to talk about, including the articles on it. But with 6% juice, I have to make it up as I go.
We're going to talk about Tesla.
Got to talk about UB. Got to talk about NFL. By the way, I want to remind everybody, yesterday was 9/11. And, you know, I just – when I think about, you know, the football game starting and the kneeling and everything else, and, you know, I think about – and reminded me of the fact that, you know, Roger Goodell is now allowing players to put, you know, names of, you know, alleged victims. Yeah. Some are rapists. Some are accused of other murders. Some have – you know, long criminal histories. But I remember that a few years ago, one of the players wanted to put an American flag on their sneaker. Was it Tim Tebow?
Well, Tim Tebow wanted to pray in the end zone.
No, I think it was somebody else in New York. Yeah. I think it was a Giants or a Jets player or somebody that wanted to put the American flag on their sneaker to commemorate 9/11 when it fell on a Sunday. Yeah. And I want to remind everybody
that would seem like a no-brainer to me in the NFL.
Right? The NFL commissioner said no. Yeah. I want to remind everybody else that when there was the attack on the five police officers, well, a lot of police officers, I think five died or was shot and wounded in Dallas, one of the Cowboys players wanted to put a Blue Lives Matter or something like that on their sneaker or their helmet, and they were told no, you will be suspended, fined. But now, no problem. And so
they're not even kneeling, Glenn. Yeah. They're just staying in the locker room.
I read that.
And they're telling us that they're not disrespecting the flag.
So they all stay in the locker room, right? They come out and then they lock arms in a show of solidarity, and the fans boo.
Right.
And of course, the Twitter sphere went crazy. How dare they're booing for solid? They didn't kneel for the flag. Here's why they're booing, folks, and you and the folks in the NFL that you don't seem to understand. People tune into the NFL to watch football.
That's right.
Not social justice, you know, warrior, woke, whatever, virtue signaling,
that's
okay?
Right. You're not repressed.
You're not oppressed. You got a $50 million contract.
50.
Whatever.
The quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs signed a $500 million contract.
Come on.
And they're coming out and saying how bad America is?
Oh, boy.
Go play your football in Venezuela.
Well, down double digits.
Go play your football in Cuba, then.
Yeah.
Go play your football over there. Go float in a boat to Cuba. That's where you should play your football. See how the contracts work out there.
See how that works.
Yeah.
See what
repressed is when you're not getting a deal from Nike, or you're not getting your $50 million sign-on bonus.
Yeah. Well, the viewership was down double digits, and I was very glad.
By the way,
that,
disgusting the way they've treated our flag, and you know people have died for that to give them the freedom to be able to make the money and do what they do on a Sunday.
Yes.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But also what's disgusting is the NFL had an incredible opportunity to bring everybody together, right? I mean, I've always said this. My daughters are into football. They love watching football. They love watching hockey or the Sabres and the Bills. It was our way of getting together. You know, if I had a busy week at work, whatever, it was like, oh man, you know, the Bills are playing Sunday. Let's get together.
Escape.
Order pizza, right? It was an escape. And they destroyed it. You are destroying. You've taken one of the greatest business models in the world, and you're flushing it down the toilet.
Yep. And yet they renewed his contract like he's some sort of a hero, Roger Goodell. What a joke.
What, could you imagine if they all just
They
all stood up for the flag, right? And they all I get it. Like, if you want to lock your arms ever, but you stand and respect that flag. That gave you the right to be able to pay and earn what you did. They hurt. They hit.
They hit in the locker room. Like Hyde Biden.
But if they all stood up, right, and they respected our flag, and we said, oh, man, this is awesome. We can go back. And by the way, you could have also, NFL, fought for starting to bring people back into the stands. When you have an 80,000 people arena, if you want to play the game, I'm not buying the game. I've never bought the game. COVID killed 12,000 people. We lost 50,000 people to car accidents last year. I'm not buying the game. But if you, let's just say you want to buy the game. Okay, you buy the game, 80,000 people arena. Could we put 20 or 30 in there? Could we put 40 or 50?
Right.
I mean, really? Zero? Right? I mean, let's
of course
start
in
off
New York.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah. No, they don't get
it. Well, the Chiefs, I think they allowed like 16,000 out of the 60.
Right.
But of course, here in New York, until King Andrew says, you know,
back. No,
never. We need negative COVID numbers.
That's right.
Here.
We're down to less than 1%. That means nobody has it.
We're at 0.8 infection rate with a 99.7% chance you will not die from it. That's where we're at. And we still can't go out.
And we can only have one person in the restroom.
And you still can't have a beer with your buddy.
And you got to go one way down the hallway in Williamsville to choke. All right.
Still can't have a beer in a bar. even bar with your buddy, we're going to destroy that.
But
anybody with a brain knows you're getting together with your buddies anywhere,
right.
hanging out down
exactly.
the street.
Yeah. Around the campfire. Yeah, I'll put out a picture.
We've just destroyed the economic engine that actually pays all the left-wing liberal garbage.
Well, now they're realizing it. Like, uh-oh, we have no money.
I don't know if they are, though.
We'll see.
I don't know if they are. If they were, it'd be real easy. Hey, look, here's the deal. If you have a compromised immune system, wear a mask. If not, go back to living the way you were.
No.
That's when I know they get it.
No. Definitely not. Let's go back to Steve in Venice. Steve, you were singing our praises, and we appreciate that. So
we're going to give you the rest of the show, Steve.
Thank you very much for holding, Steve. I'm sorry about that. We get to the top of the hour, and then we got to take that top of the hour break for news and whatnot. So anyway, I'm glad Mike Sparazzo was able to help you, and it's always nice to hear from a customer who's had a positive experience. So thank you very much.
And you have property down in Florida and in Buffalo, and he was able to save you money, right? Shopping. You said 15 minutes. It's 14 minutes, but that's cool.
Close enough.
14 minutes, and he shopped over 25 companies to save you money.
Go ahead, Steve.
I think it was about 10 minutes, to be honest with you.
Nice.
Perfect. Even better.
Believe it or not, he said, call around. I called three other agencies, and I signed up with you guys a month ago or longer. Still haven't got a return call back from these other agencies.
It's unreal, Steve. It is unreal to me how these agencies are shut down for COVID.
Everything is. Everything
really?
Is.
It's unreal. Unreal. Not only Mike, are we not shut down, we're growing. We're adding on to our staff.
We met with the Pru guy the other day. He's not allowed in his own office.
That's unreal.
He can't even go in and pick up his work.
It's unreal. Anyway. Unreal. Couldn't imagine somebody saying you can't go into work. Like that. No.
Now, Steve.
That's how we feed our family. No.
How long do you spend in Florida? Are you down there for just the winter or 6 months and 6 months? Or what's your plan?
We bought a place down here back in 08 mm-hmm. when we had the great big Obama. He did such a great job, him and Joe. Mm-hmm. I call them plugs.
Plugs, yeah. I like Hyde and Biden.
For pennies on the dollar, and it is recouped over and above. And I had my Buffalo cars, because I do have 8 cars, so I trucked 4 of them down to Florida, put Florida plates on them, and now I don't have to worry about the $21 New York State inspection, which is a money grab. Which, by the way, you can't even get your car inspected in New York State right now. So anybody with an inspection sticker that's overdue, ask Mussolini what's the problem.
Well, Steve, you know, though, that those cars are so unsafe down in South Florida.
Yeah,
I mean, you know that.
They just fall over right on the road.
You see that, right? I mean, you know you're going down 95, go south
Tires
or north,
are coming off.
And
right?
you see people dying because the car's falling apart,
Doors
right?
are coming right off of cars.
Yeah, and then if you have a check engine light, it's a real money grab. It's some computer problem that has nothing to do with brakes, tires, ball joints, exhaust.
Yeah.
This car needs a $400 repair to get the $21 New York State inspection grabs.
Yeah. Well, Steve, some of that is probably going to spill over into the roads and bridges that
they're doing
and redoing here in New York. So.
Anytime now.
Yeah.
Next best thing to tell you guys. So my house in Florida is 2,000 square feet ranch, no basement. Buffalo, it's a ranch. I'm on the Erie Canal in Niagara County, which is the most expensive place to live. It's called North Tonawanda. We have 3 taxes. So taxes and utilities at my house with no mortgage in North Tonawanda are $12,000 a year, and I'm a resident.
Wow.
Paying school tax, but we'll get on to that. Down in Florida, I'm not a resident, and my taxes and utilities down here are under $4,000 a year. So it's no real brainstorm to figure out that the biggest business in New York State right now, it's called U-Haul.
U-Haul, yeah, and the government.
Yep. Yep, no doubt about it, Steve. It's going to continue. Good for you for buying property down there. You need to change your residency. 6 months and a day down there.
Yep, exactly.
I own a business in Buffalo. And because of Mussolini, you can't sell a business with no business.
That's true. Yeah. We've got clients, Steve, that have property in Canada that they can't sell. They can't get up there. They're not allowed in. I mean, it's insane. So anyway, hey, thanks for being a great client, Steve.
Yeah,
we really
Steve.
Do appreciate it. I'm glad you had a great experience.
Yep.
I have friends that have cottages up in Crystal Beach.
Yeah.
And they get to pay the taxes and the utilities, and they can't go. And then I have a Vietnam veteran friend down here who is American and his wife is Canadian, and she took off while she could still get back to Toronto. Uh-huh. She said up in Toronto with no American money, she said plywood's at a premium up there also.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it. Again, have a great weekend. We'll be in touch. Have a great weekend. All right, Steve hangs up. That's your cue to call in, folks. 1-800-616-9236 is the toll-free number. Again, 1-800-616-9236. And don't forget those out in Rochester. We'll be filling in for the great Bob Lonsberry, which is a very great honor for us. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. 8 till noon on Monday and again on Friday on 1180 WHAM out in Rochester. So tune in to that if you're around. And we always have a good time filling in throughout the week. Very short break.
I was gonna say, don't forget our podcast, by the way. Go to our website. Every week we're releasing a podcast. We're also helping out Russ Thompson, Carl Palladino, and the Millennial Podcast. Mike Sbarazza and his team leading that. So don't forget to tune in. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. A lot of folks following us on Twitter. They're not even texting us anymore here at 3930. They're just tweeting us, which is great.
Awesome. Yeah, that's absolutely at FinGuys, or you can find all of our social media links at thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
All right, welcome back, Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas again here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And if you want to join us here, 1-800-616-9236. Again, 1-800-616-9236 is the toll-free line from anywhere. You can call us and we'll answer your questions, or you can participate in the comments or just comment on what we're talking about. We are going to get to some of their stuff. I do want to talk about the what they're doing to some of these folks, whether they're quarantining these kids in UB and giving them, you know, no food and locking them in the rooms, or they're under threat of arrest and expulsion.
Unreal how they're treating this flu.
Oh, my gosh. Or nursing homes where these poor folks may never see their mom or hold their hand or hug them again. I mean, it's just you can't go see your loved one if there's an issue with or COVID positive within 28 days. So these folks keep getting these robocalls. It's just so sad to me.
By the way, positive tests aren't even positive.
It's elder abuse is what it is. It's elder abuse what's going on in this state, and King Mussolini here. That last caller was right. We should be calling him Mussolini because that's the way he's acting. By the way, folks, and Mike, you mentioned this on the podcast, and you nailed it. Is that in Venezuela they elected Hugo Chavez in 1999 in a semi fair election? The first thing he did was get the legislature to grant him unlimited authority and power, and then he basically said he never went back to using the legislature. What did King Andrew do in this state? Hmm. He just took emergency power. So he has complete lawmaking authority, just like Hugo Chavez.
And how did that work out? Well, how did that work out for the folks that saw Hugo Chavez take over? Yeah. How did that work
out? Wonderful.
Did they all end up, did the gap between the rich and the poor narrow?
Yeah. Well, they got in shape. They lost an average of 19 pounds a year because they were starving to death.
I'm not sure that's shape, but they did lose weight. I'm not sure it's getting him in shape, but
So anyway, all right, let's check in with our friend Jeff over at EBC, and we'll go to some other calls as well. 1-800-616-9236, by the way, if you want to join us again. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, gentlemen, this afternoon?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff, by the way, EBC Payroll. If you're a small company out there looking for a local firm, and by the way, local firm, not a small firm, small, medium, large. You work with all of them. You work with some of the biggest companies in the world, but you also work with firms like ours, where we may have 10, 20, 30 people on a payroll. Jeff, you guys also do human resource, and I wanted to talk to you, specifically about that today, because some of these other payroll companies will do they'll process the payroll, but they're not really going to help you when it comes to you know, assisting when a human resource, specifically with human resources. And I'll tell you, that is becoming such a big deal. I mean, we always are bitching and complaining about regulations.
You're good.
Okay. about regulations and what they do. But, you know, nobody knows where to turn, right? And so you've been helping us and saying, look, this is really how you got to protect yourself. This is what you got to look out for. And I just think that's so huge.
No, absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest differentiators with EBC. I mean, when we talk about HR and being a human capital management company, you know, we dedicate a lot of time and attention to business owners, you know, overall compliance and really protecting, you know, their Fed ID. It's very difficult to navigate not only federal compliance, but specifically New York State compliance. And, you know, we have a large team of SHRM certified HR professionals and HR generalists that work hand in hand with business owners, you know, to help navigate those waters. And I think, you know, every payroll company now says they provide payroll and HR services, but no one is providing payroll and HR services on site and as attentive as the staff at EBC.
Yeah. I know you have been just instrumental at coming in and working with our staff, including, you know, we have Hannah in our office who helps us out a lot with human resource, but really working interactively with her to say, here's what you got to be careful of. Here's what you don't want to miss. You know, all this stuff costs us money and nobody wants to pay money out, right? Nobody. I mean, it's all regulations that, you know, the state makes you do and makes us follow. But if you don't know them, you don't know them. And by the way, you can't plead ignorance with some of this stuff, right? Oh, I didn't know about it. They're probably going to come in and whack you with a fine.
Yes.
No, absolutely. And they, you know, they do a great job of passing all these legislations, and they do a terrible job of communicating it to business owners. And it is communicated. It's very hard to decipher. There's a lot of gray area. So that is, you know, one of the biggest value adds is to sit down with, you know, a SHRM certified HR professional and have them tell you how to remain in compliance, and more so just looking out for your best interest as a business owner.
Yeah. And I would imagine with COVID, it's just 50-fold, right?
Yeah, on a daily basis, it's a challenge. You know, navigating the leaves of absences, you know, how do I handle situations when employees don't feel comfortable coming back to work, your unemployment claims. You know, those are all the areas where we lend a helping hand.
Yeah, I can tell you firsthand, by the way, that when it comes to service, EBC, Jeff's team, it's service, even cost effective. I know you're never, Jeff, going to say, hey, we're going to sell you on price. That's not what you folks do. But you folks have always been very cost effective when we've been working jointly with a business client. So I can say, as a client of EBC, they have done an amazing job. If you're with one of these big, big, big payroll companies and you're saying, I'm not getting the service, I'm not happy, call it Jeff EBC. You know, give them a try because they've done an incredible job for us.
Absolutely. Jeff, what's a great number to get a hold of you?
So the best number to reach us is 716-674-7900. Or you can visit us online at buffalopayroll.com.
Awesome. Wonderful. Jeff, thank you so much. Have a terrific weekend.
Hey, my pleasure. You gentlemen, take care.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, take care. Yeah, we have multiple companies with EBC, not just the financial guys. So financial guys, Penn Solutions, insurance agency, and so on.
And we worked for years setting up 401k plans for companies that they've been a part of. And I'll tell you, their services.
They're great to work with.
Yeah,
they really
are. It's a local feel. It's a local presence, and they've been incredible.
Speaking of which, we actually did face a fine years ago, and it was actually because of one of the other payroll companies on a national basis that forgot to renew our workers' comp.
Yeah.
And again, New York State doesn't care. It's like, here's your fine.
No. Yeah.
You didn't have it. We've never had a claim. 20 years in business, never had a claim.
No.
But we paid money to the state.
Then they don't tell you who to call or where to fix it, or then the fines add up.
It's great. It's good times.
And by the way, EBC is big here in Buffalo. They're big in Rochester as well. So you folks out in Rochester, we have an office out there. We can help you out in Rochester. They can help
absolutely.
You as well.
Absolutely. No doubt. All right, let's sneak in on a phone call here. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. Kevin in Pendleton. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you doing, man?
Fantastic.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Yes, that's right. Keep my sanity in this.
It was good to see you at the Blue Lives Matter rally out in Tonawanda. It was nice to see you in person.
Yeah, good seeing you guys out there too, man. Yeah, God bless the blue, man.
Yep.
Not trying to be a trick question here, but there are three options now for folks left here in NY27. And it's one, vote for the NY27 guy who gave El Duce Cuomo dictatorial executive powers and now crying that it should be stripped from him.
when for decades, as our state senator and the rest of the schmucks in the Republican leadership knows what Andrew Cuomo is all about,
yep,
and trying to sound surprised.
Yep.
Two, vote for the third entity who, even if he doesn't win, you know, he could end up being a spoiler vote, which has been rigged in that way to work for either of the two leading parties. And three, leave New York State.
Yeah, you could vote for the guy who likes to mow his own lawn. Is that an option? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's not a serious vote.
That shows like he's a worker, Glenn.
Yes, I know.
David, this week he had the vet on with a toy company who makes the action figures. And I told him maybe there's an opportunity to, you know, to make some action figures on leading political figures out here. And with the Nate McMurray doll, make sure his accessory is that, you know, push lawnmower.
For sure. He's got to be on a riding lawnmower. That would be ideal. So, hey, Kevin, I got to go to a break here. You want me to hold you or you want to drop off?
If you can hold me, man.
All right. Hang on 1 second, buddy. I'll put you on hold. I'll give you the due time that you need. All right. 800-616-9236. Another half hour to go. We're going to take a very short break. We've got the Financial Guys right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. Don't turn the dial.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas from the Financial Guys Radio Network. And again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, you can call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS, or you can go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. Text came in, Financial Guys, can you please tell me the rates for both mortgage and home equity loans? I would have to see if we can't get Ryan Norton maybe to call in. I don't know off the top of my head, but I will say that some of the mortgages are down under three in the twos, in some cases.
And a lot goes into that, right? And you got to be careful because sometimes you go online and you'll see a rate, and that rate you might be paying for. And so Ryan talks about it all the time, and if it sounds too good to be true, it may be. But rates are extremely low, and I would tell you to call Ryan at the office, 633-1515. Ask for Ryan, and he'll walk you through. He can shop companies to find you the best rate. I'll get it out.
So absolutely.
Call Ryan Norton at the office, 633-1515. Of course, those of you helping a lot of folks out in Rochester as well. So.
Yep, 833-FIN-GUYS. All right, let's go back to Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, you've been patiently – thank you for waiting over the break there. I appreciate it, but didn't want to give you a – shorten your call too much. I know you wanted to make some other comments. I think you're right, Kevin, when it comes to the Republicans in this state. You know, we've got Dave DiPietro as one of the only really true conservatives that are standing up to these folks. I see some of the other Republicans, Jacobs included.
I don't see him. I don't see him.
Oh, you don't see him. Yeah, you don't even see him.
Where is Jacobs? I've been saying that forever. Where is he? Jeremy, call
He's
call
eating
our
caviar
office.
And sipping champagne call somewhere in the yacht. That's what he's doing.
Jeremy, there's Chris, right? Call our office. And set up a time and come in here.
Yep.
Right? Dave does that. Yep. Dave will call and say, hey, look at guys, here's what's going on. If you want me on as a guest, right? Dave reaches out. He's fighting. Nobody else is fighting.
Nobody's fighting.
The conservative Republicans should be fighting to open the county. This is absolutely ridiculous. You have crushed enough businesses. You're still continuing to crush businesses.
Well, two-thirds of restaurants are expected to go out of business in this state.
Are going to go out. And it's not just restaurants, folks. Guess what? People don't want to go into places with a mask. Not with a flu rate that has a death rate of 0.00003 or whatever it is. We don't. Guess what I want to do? I want to go out to a restaurant. I want to socialize with my friends.
Right.
I might want to meet them there for a drink beforehand. I don't want to go in with a powder suit on, a Nassau suit on, right? I don't. I want to walk in. Guess what? It's my choice. My choice, my body. Remember that?
Right. No,
my choice, my body.
No,
about that?
That's only when you're killing babies, Mike.
Yeah.
It's only when you're killing babies.
These people are amazing. They want to save somebody at 95 in a nursing home, but abort a baby as it's coming out of the womb.
At 9 months. That's crazy.
It's unreal.
I know.
It's
it doesn't
unreal.
Make any sense.
It's
no
unreal.
Sense whatsoever.
I want my freedom back. I want my restaurants back. I want to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And with the, guess what? 2 million people die in this country because of COVID. It might be a different argument, right? When we were originally told 2 million people were going to die, Okay. And now, by the way, Fauci, he is an absolute joke.
I got to be honest, though.
Fauci's out this week going, well, it's not over yet. Now, when's it going to be over?
Never.
When's it going to be
over?
Well,
when he gets his royalties from his vaccine. That's when it's over.
When's it going to be over?
When he cashes in his multi-gajillion dollar whatever, that's when it's over.
Absolutely. That's absolutely 1,000% right. When November is over and he cashes in.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, guys, before I leave you, can I give you quickly my last four action figures, which includes, last but not least, the Kevin from Pendleton action figure? What accessory I'll have?
I hope an American flag or something. What do you got?
Well, okay, the Brian Higgins action figure comes with a Nancy Pelosi accessory, but the Nancy Pelosi accessory is much bigger than the Brian Higgins because the Brian Higgins sits on the Nancy Pelosi shoulder, okay?
I thought it'd be a pinstripe suit for Higgins, but...
I have
should be a ribbon cutting ceremony. Should be a ribbon with a pair of scissors.
Big pair of scissors, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Nick Langworthy action figure, he comes complete with a white cowboy hat and cowboy boots and cigar, just like Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard. He allows, you know, the Republican Party to be run here. So that's what. Now, the Kamala Harris one, yeah, you could put on a short dress on her with a tattoo on the leg that says, Willie was here, Mayor Willie.
It's a family show, Kevin.
Yeah. She should be one of those people. They got the string in the back and pole with her whiny voice.
Oh, my God. That would be horrible.
Thanks for the call, Kev.
Thanks, Kevin. See you. Have a good weekend. Those were great. I love the Nate McMurray one. That's even better. Let's sneak in Brian Faraci here real quick. Talk about Medicare if I can find which line it is.
Yeah, Jeff Boron up on deck, too. College Planning Department.
Yep, and then Steve, Ian, and Rambo Jim. We'll get you all, I promise. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure we roll through this pretty quick. Mr. Faraci, I understand I messed up AEP. It doesn't, in fact, stand for annual enrollment period. What does it stand for?
Annual election period.
Darn it! I was so close. Annual election period.
And I would imagine there's some regulator who's monitoring.
I'm sure.
So, well, I'm sure we'll get some kind of.
I'm not licensed. What are you going to do?
Brian is.
Brian is licensed. He knows all the rules and regs, and he is AHIP certified, so he's going to give us the annual, what is it again? Election period.
I like enrollment.
I do
like
too.
Enrollment.
It's way better.
Annual election. So it's time to pick your Medicare plan, right? Or at least everybody thinks it is. It's funny because most people, if they sign up with Medicare the right way, they can change their plan throughout the year. But for whatever reason, people think, oh, it's October, I better look, right? So that's coming up. You folks get crazy, crazy busy, but you're out there to help everybody, right, Brian? Independent certified reps.
Yeah, and it's only fitting with the election coming up in less than 2 months that not only is Trump going to be making America great again, we're making Mondays great again with our Medicare Monday seminars coming back October 19th.
That's awesome. Very good. Every Monday, by the way, we'll be back, and you can pop into our office and we'll educate you on you know what to look for, right? 2020 going into 2021, things change every year. People's goals, needs, you know, their health changes, right, Brian? You got to make sure you understand. And I think we've talked about this. It's not so much what your plan gives you, it's what it might not give you if something happens.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're just going to roll the plan over and it's, you know, a few minor changes, but they're not taking into consideration that their health may have changed. The formulary may have changed with another company, which would make another company, you know, potentially better for you and more cost effective.
Yeah.
They're coming to see you guys as financial advisors, but in my eyes, the health portion of it is just as important, if not more important, because you can lose all your everything that you've worked for and pay it out on healthcare bills.
Well, you're right. Health insurance is so important to people. Their health and the ability to access doctors is, I would say, probably one of the top two things that people are most concerned about. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. We've got people that have, you know, just 50,000 and people that have 50 million, and it's the same. Their health is, and their health insurance is of very primary importance to them. It's a very big decision. And especially, you know, during the Medicare, I love it how the government, it's such an important decision that the government gives you a whopping 60 days to try to cram it all in. But that's the way it is, of course. So any last minute tips for folks, Brian, you know, give you a call if they have a question on something or anything they should be watching out for this season?
Just you're going to get your annual benefits book sent to you by September 30th. Sometimes they're very confusing. Just call us. Our services are 100% free. We're here only to educate, and then we allow whoever's coming in our office to decide if they want to work with us. It's no pressure, no obligation. We're only here to educate, and then they make this decision from there if they want to use our services going forward.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, Brian, is you are independent, so you work with a number of different insurance companies out there and can really help shop them to find the one that makes the most sense. And I'll tell you, what I've seen a lot of people do is just assume that where they are at work, so they've got this plan at work, and then they roll the Medicare to the same company, might not be in their best interest. And now is a great time to just review where you are, what you're paying for, and are you getting what you're paying for? Does that fit your needs? If it does, wonderful. If it doesn't, you think you can understand some of the other options out there, right? So you've got Medicare Mondays coming. And, of course, if they want to get on or pop in for a complimentary consultation, I would encourage them to sign up now. Your schedules are going to fill up like crazy when October and November and December hit, right? So 833-FIN-GUYS and Rochester office as well. We've got folks out, independent certified reps in Rochester, Western New York, and down in South Florida, right?
Yeah, please sign up as soon as possible. Seats are already filling, and due to COVID, we have to keep our social distancing guidelines in the office, so we can't fill up to full capacity as we're used to in the past.
Yeah, 833-FIN-GUYS. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good weekend.
Great weekend, guys.
All right, take care. Let's sneak in Jeff Boron here and go right to him. And before we the top of the hour breaker, hey Jeff, how you doing? Another department, college planning. I'm kind of bouncing around here a little bit, but thanks for joining us, Jeff. We appreciate it.
It's kind of funny, the college planning season and Medicare open enrollment happens at the same time, so it gets to be a busy parking lot.
I was just going to say, like, seasonality of college planning, because you're doing college planning all year. You know, somebody, it's funny because some folks are last minute, right? I mean, you've had folks that the children are leaving in August, and they're like, hey, Jeff, we need to do college planning. But
need help with where should I get the loans from, and, you know, and what's a, how do I pay for this? But the bill's due, and the kids' bags are packed. That's a college.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so you do more than just last minute, where do I find the money? It's also helping place kids in the right school, right? Maybe, you know, somebody wants to go for XYZ, but they're at the wrong school. So it's placement, it's helping with SATs, and of course it's helping with all those forms that everybody hates to fill out, right?
Well, yeah, it's actually, we're going to have a workshop next week, Saturday, so we still have time to sign up. Anybody wants to have, you can go to the Financial Guys website. It's kind of a two-part session, so the first part is for the students in high school. It's a simulated SAT, ACT test just to see how they would do, and they can see where they're not scoring well, where they can get big improvement from, and see what help they might need from there. That's going to go from 9 to about 1:15, because that's how long the test takes. But from 9 to 10 a.m., we'll have the parents in a separate group, and we're going to talk about the three aspects of college planning that we help with. The first is just what you said, Mike, helping the students pick their major, you know, onto career and what college fits. That's Dr. Steve Harvey, who is an expert in this and has developed a program called My College Max. We're going to talk about SAT and ACT. Now, it's funny, I keep hearing from parents, well, yeah, I hear that some of these schools are test optional. It's a little bit of a misconception. The admissions are test optional, but the merit scholarships are not.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Hey, we'll let you in, but, you know, those $15,000 merit presidential scholarships, well, you have to have an SAT score of X to get that.
Wow. See, that's a big deal, because that's, down in Florida, my daughter goes to the University of Tampa, and that's something a lot of the folks in Florida were saying, wow, they don't really require the SAT anymore. But so I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff.
Right. And then I speak to the third part, which is kind of a comprehensive view when I do planning. It's not just, hey, let's fill out your form and see how we do. It's really looking to see how we're positioned, where the money should come from, actually, and that's a determinant in what school we pick, too, because, just like you don't take your son or daughter, well, most people don't take their son or daughter down to the BMW dealership to test drive, you know, a new 7 Series for their first car at 16. We shouldn't be visiting schools and getting attached emotionally to some of these schools, which just will never fit the financial budget. So we use some pretty comprehensive software that is looking for the schools, identifies the merit scholarships, where that student's going to fit. And then we do kind of some cash flow planning, because when it comes down to college, just like retirement income, it comes down to cash flow. Where is the money going to come from? It's either going to come from income, it's going to come from assets, or it's going to come from other people.
Yeah.
And we like to get it from other people if we can.
So right. Do Democrats, interestingly enough.
Hey, Jeff, I know you're helping a lot of folks in Rochester and in Buffalo and even some folks down in South Florida. But, you know, if you need Jeff's help, 833-FIN-GUYS. And then they could also go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, to sign up for next Saturday's workshop. Again, thefinancialguys.com, right?
Right. And one final thing is starting October 1st is college form season. We do so. So we do a scholarship every year, $3,000 scholarships for Western New York students. That gets funded by, we do forms for parents for $79. And if you've ever done them for the first time, it usually takes a parent, you know, a couple hours to get the ID set up and go through, download the IRS site. We're experts at it. So we do it for $79. That money goes into our scholarship fund, which goes to Western New York students only.
I was out camping actually 2 weeks ago, and somebody said, I went to Jeff Boren in your office, and for $79, it was the best $79 I've ever paid in my life. Because I hate those forms. I was
it's
laughing.
A pain, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Good. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right, thefinancialguys.com if you'd like to sign up for that workshop next Saturday for college planning. Or if you want to use Jeff as a resource, just call the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. All right, very short break. We're going to come back and go through the phone lines very quickly. Okay. Steve, Ian, Rambo, Jim, we'll get to you all, I promise.
Yep, don't hang
up. If you
want
to join us, 1-800-616-9236. We'll take a very short break. We've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap exactly. between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, you know, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All right, welcome back. Last segment here again, 1-800-616-9236 if you want to join us. Just a few minutes left in today's show. I do want to mention again, we do manage money for a living. If you need us throughout the week, 633-1515, area code 716, or use our 800 number, 833-FIN-GUYS for Financial Guys, 833-FIN-GUYS, or again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right, right back to the phones. We're probably not going to get to I wanted to really talk about, and maybe we'll talk about it on Monday while we're filling in Rochester. Really want to talk about this college kids. And Tesla. Oh, my.
The Tesla study.
It's on my phone, which is on the charger still in the other room.
Long story short, folks, they said that the benefit or what the government is looking for when they invest in one of these private deals is 30-1,
right?
That's what they're looking
for. $30 of economic benefit for every $1 of outlay.
Yeah, they're estimating that the Tesla deal gave us 50 cents for every, 54 cents for every dollar, which I think is BS. I don't even think we're close to that because the building was estimated at being worth 10%.
But I'm just saying in general, that's the Empire Development Corporation scathing report by the comptroller. And
could you imagine? That's their report, right? No way that it was 50 cents on a dollar, right?
That's like mom grading your test and still giving you a scathing report, right?
right.
But the fact
mom graded your test and still gave you
an F. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. A welcome. I'll see who's been holding the longest. We'll go to Ian up in Canada. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to make a point that there was a way to get back to normal, then it would have been a lot less expensive than what we've seen. There's the work of Michael Mina, who's an epidemiologist. He's talked about these antibody tests, like the strep saliva test, which aren't really the same for diagnostics, but they're really good for identifying when they're transmissible.
Mm-hmm.
So in that 5 to 7 days, people will pass COVID on to other people. These tests are very sensitive, and they're about it could be $2, could be $5, 10 to 15 minutes, you can do them at home.
Mm-hmm.
If the federal government had really spent money on that and pushed the FDA to make it a priority, you could be going to a restaurant without a mask by just showing your saliva test at the door.
See, I don't think so, Ian. I don't think it's about, I don't think so.
I know what you're thinking, Ian, but it's not about that.
No, but here's why I say that is because, Ian, we were on the call with the Restaurant Association folks in Erie County, and they were talking about trying that. Like, hey, if we get these spit tests, can we have them do the spit test, wait in the parking lot? Then they get the text message from us, like their table's ready when their thing is done. And guess what? Governor Cuomo said, no, No, yeah. Still don't want to do it. Yeah. It's not not about the testing anymore. It's really about the control, Ian. And that's I hear what you're saying, though, and you're right. If we had more testing and more efficient testing and more accurate testing, we may have been able to go through faster. But
I don't know.
We're beyond the testing.
I don't know, though. Look, we were told.
It's about the control.
Absolutely it is. We were told by Andrew Cuomo to follow the science, right? We can't live like this forever, Andrew Cuomo said.
But now he's saying we are living like this forever.
Now he's saying don't follow science, right?
Right.
The CDC came out and said, look at this 14-day quarantine after you leave a state. Nah, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not following that.
Right.
Oh, hey, look at only 6% of the people tested really died of COVID. The rest died with COVID. By the way, who has been saying that from the get-go of COVID with COVID? The financial guys have. Literally within 2 weeks, we were saying, of COVID, are you dying of COVID or with COVID? Right. Very different.
Well, they're still out there. I still get to tweets. I see people from people like, wow, they're misrepresenting the numbers. No, we're not. No. Again, I don't know if it's 6%, 10%, 20%. Here's what I do know.
It wasn't 200,000 people.
That's right.
I do know that.
I know that because there was a motorcycle accident victim. Yeah. With COVID. Yeah. I know that because George Floyd was counted with COVID.
We
would all agree that COVID probably is not what killed George Floyd, right?
Yeah, I'm not,
right? I mean, I think we could probably agree to that, right?
I think it was the fentanyl or the cocaine or the heroin.
Who knows, right? But the point is that we know that they counted people that the primary cause. Folks, in Florida, they had a gunshot victim. Poor guy committed suicide. He blew his head off, right? And the COVID.
It's COVID.
COVID, right?
If
stupid.
And here's the thing. Well, that's some of them.
Sad.
But we killed grandma faster. No, we didn't, folks. Look at the average age of death. Look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Look at the science. If we killed grandma faster in a nursing home, if we killed grandma faster sitting at home because we were irresponsible with our mask, the average age of death would have went from 78 to 77 or 76. It did not.
It'd be a big difference if kids were dying in schools or nurse, daycare centers.
Yeah, what they're going to die from?
Usually at a nursing home. I hate to say it like this because don't. I have relatives in nursing homes. I've been there before.
My grandmother's in a nursing home.
My
grandmother's been able to see her in months, except for a glass window.
Right, but that's not the first stop in life. That's the last stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be honest. All right.
My grandmother would be the first. By the way,
we'll tell you. I'd rather.
She is telling me these masks are ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
She goes. You know what my grandmother says? 95 years old. She says these masks are ridiculous. Do you know what my immune system's been through over the last 95 years? And I'm like, grandma, how could you get this? You understand it.
Like most of the folks in that generation would, if they were the ones that could make the decision, they would open things up say, I would rather live my life and take the chance than live like this.
That's right.
Live by myself or be isolated like I am or not be able to see my family. I'd rather not live
is what
a lot of these folks are saying.
That's right.
This, what's going on in New York State right now because of Andrew Cuomo is really elder abuse.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about it going forward. But
it's child abuse. It's child abuse.
It's both.
The stats are showing us that teenagers are more likely.
25% now.
25% of their up to that.
Have seriously considered suicide in the last 30 days. Between ages of 18 to 24.
Don't tell me, by the way. Stop. It's a COVID in a box.
The 10-year average before that was 9%.
That's right.
So you're talking about triple.
Tripling it. These are young kids.
That have the whole life ahead of them.
Yeah.
Not the last year of their life ahead of them.
Don't tell me it's just about COVID and killing grandma. We didn't even do that. The average age of death did not go down.
All right, let's sneak in Steve from the Southern Tier. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't think you guys have had a case in the Southern Tier since when, like June?
Well, a few, but I thought you guys would appreciate this story. I was at a law enforcement-sponsored event last week with a couple hundred people, and except for a half a dozen food service workers, not a mask in sight. Mm-hmm. Not a mask. Standing in line to get my steak dinner with the other folks, no social distancing. People were giving hugs, high fives, and I mentioned to a couple of the guys, gee, I'm surprised the governor didn't come out of the sky with his helicopter. I can't repeat to you what the response is.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I really am.
Steve, my guess is, though, as long as you put a protest sign up and if you smashed anything on the way in, then it was a COVID-free zone.
Right, exactly. Just break a window.
Yeah. That's all right. You need to do, Steve. Yeah. Steve, all you need to do is smash a few things, destroy other people's property, all good.
What I love, Steve, is when Governor Cuomo is out there going, it's about other people, it's not about you, don't be selfish. And then he goes and he doesn't wear a mask in Georgia.
Yeah.
Right?
It is about other people.
Here's the thing.
It's about the stats that we just talked about with the kids being three times more likely to commit suicide. Yeah. He's right. It is about other people. And he's doing a lot of damage to other people.
It's the fact, though, is that when you watch these press conferences, right, as soon as the press conference is over, all the reporters take their masks off. Right?
They know it's all garbage.
What am I, some sort of a chump?
They know it's all garbage.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Steve, thanks for sharing the story, man.
I appreciate it. Take care, Steve. Let's sneak in one more. Let's go to Rambo Jim in NT. Rambo, you got about a minute.
At a time. As soon as you go off the air, you call Caputo and you get Caputo to get a hold of President Trump. Let's have a Sturgis, South Dakota, in New York City and Albany.
That's a great idea. I called Michael Caputo a couple weeks ago, and I was told that this is not the hill to die on, as usual. And I love Michael. I really do. But I think the Republicans in general really need this to pick a hill to die on and pick a line in the sand, because I hear that so often that it's always backtrack.
We compromise too much. As Republicans, we compromise.
But that's
Democrats
a great idea.
Never compromise. That's never.
Right. That's
never.
A great idea, Jim. I love it.
Yep, a biker rally, right, because you cut the snake's head off.
Yeah.
Talk about slapping those punks in the face.
Yeah.
Show up in New York City, a couple of 100,000 pissed off.
Well, they did that in Portland and a few other places, and it seems like when you normal bullies, right? As soon as you push back on bullies, Antifa are just bullies.
That's right.
They back right down to it. Thanks for the call, Jim.
We
appreciate
it. We are a state full of wimps, and there's not enough people fighting back. That's
a country full of wimps now.
I guess they're leaving. They're moving to Florida. Yeah.
Texas, Tennessee, you name it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. If you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource. You can call us at the office locally here in Western New York, 633-1515, or anywhere, 833-FIN-GUYS. And, of course, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com.
If you think like us, use us as a resource.
Don't forget all the upcoming TFG Academy sessions. You can go to our website for that as well, again, at thefinancialguys.com.
And our podcast.
All right, and the podcast. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.